I'm talking with Barry Sipper, who's a co-author of What's Happening in the Mathematical Sciences, Volume 6. And this chapter we're talking about, Chapter 3, has to do with the digits of pi. So, Barry, we were just talking that maybe you should just recite the digits of pi, but, of course, that's not what we're going to do. Why are people interested in the digits of pi, and how did this result come about?
Well, it's sort of a, to an extent, a Mount Everest type of thing. It's just there, and it is fascinating, pi and its relations with geometry and other parts of mathematics have been known for, you know, hundreds to thousands of years. And so it sort of stands as the challenge, especially with the advent of high-speed computers, to see if you can, you know, develop algorithms that compute digits correctly and efficiently and so on, is just something people sort of like to do. It does get used in as sort of a shakedown cruise of some new computer system sometimes, that because it's a fairly objective thing, if you can get your computer to correctly compute the first, say, billion digits of the pi, that's some evidence that the computer is operating correctness. And people actually have found cases of computer hardware or software errors, operating system errors, that have been revealed by these kinds of computations.
And of course, the pi being an irrational number, these digits go on forever without like repeating threes, like one-third. But this can calculate a digit way out in that expansion without calculating all the digits before.
Well, this calculation that we report on, the specific calculation from a few years ago now, was to compute the first 1.2-some trillion digits of pi. And they ran, what's sort of important here is they ran a variety of checks on the correctness of it. When you're computing into places that else is gone, there is the question of how do you know what you did is correct. And one of the checks is that there are algorithms now that allow you to sort of jump into the middle of pi and just compute a whole bunch of digits, say, starting at the trillionth digit. And so they use some of those algorithms to check their main calculation, which uses one of the older classic algorithms that just computes the digits kind of one after another.
So this provided a good check.
Precisely, yes.
So that's Barry Sipper talking about the digits of pi. Barry, one of the co-authors of What's Happening in the Mathematical Sciences, Volume 6. Thanks, Barry.
Thank you, Mike.